Current state, Mid-Michigan's meeting place for the informed, the caring, and the curious. Welcome back. It's Wednesday and time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today we hear from the Kids Repair Program, a local organization that teaches bike maintenance and safety to youth in the Lansing area. Joining us to talk about the organization is Executive Director Jeannie Wright. Hi, Jeannie. And board member Eddie Glazer. Welcome to both of you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Jeannie, tell us a little bit about what you do exactly. What is the Kids Repair Program all about?
Well, the first thing is we have a summer camp program where it's weekly. And there our youth ages 10 to 17 learn bike repair, bike maintenance, rules of the road, things like that. And they start on a Monday. They finish on a Friday, and when they're done on a Friday, from learning all the concepts correctly in the repairs, then they take home the bike that they've learned to work on, and a new helmet and lock and chain. They get all this for a $40 fee.
So they learn all about how a bike works, and they pick up a bike in the process.
That's right.
Bike and a helmet and a lock.
Where do you get the bikes to fix up?
Well, we have five police departments in the area here: Portland, City of DeWitt, Lansing Police Department, Ingham County Sheriff's Department, LCC Security. All donate bikes to our program, as well as a recycling in Delta Township site collects bikes, and so we roughly get donated maybe 250, 300 bikes a year.
Wow.
Yeah, we get bikes from all over the place. We have also private donors. Thuma's Bikes in Lansing on Charles Street donates a lot of bikes to us, and so does, what was the name of the sports company that just donated all those parts?
Oh, MC Sports. MC Sports. Okay. They donate parts.
We got to thank everybody.
Who teaches the classes?
I'm the head instructor, so I used to teach classes when I was an AmeriCorps service member over the summer of 2012, and then I stayed on the board of directors, and now I train the current teachers that teach our classes.
Did you know a lot about bikes before you started this process?
You know, I knew some. I'm a big bike commuter, and I've also spent a year cycling across Asia, so I'm a big cyclist myself, but I really, despite all that, I really didn't know that much about repair, and I learned so much since coming onto the Kids Repair Program and having a lot of people mentor me. That was a big motivation for me to want to keep reaching out and be on the board of directors.
Cycling across Asia. From where to where?
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to derail, but yeah, I rode from Beijing.
That's just too intriguing. I have to ask you about that.
I spent a year. I rode from Beijing to New Delhi over the Himalayas and through Tibet.
Oh, my word.
And then I jumped a plane from New Delhi to Hanoi, and I spent another 6 months riding from Hanoi down to Bangkok.
What was your most memorable stop on that trip?
Definitely Mount Everest.
Biking Mount Everest, yes. That doesn't happen too often.
not over the top. Not over the top. Just, you know.
The first bicyclist to ascend Mount Everest is in our studio. How beat up are these bikes when you get them, Eddie?
Oh, you know what? They run the gamut. When we get them from private donors, a lot of the times we'll get these fantastic bikes that were bought and just put up on a hook in a garage sometimes. But the, some of the bikes have been, especially the impounds from the police departments, they've been sitting out in the rain and the snow for who knows how long. But the kids love them either way. So, and they come out mechanically like brand new bikes at the end.
Our guests here today on Neighbors in Action, Eddie Glazer, a board member of the Kids Repair Program, also executive director of the program, Jeannie Wright here on Neighbors in Action on Current State. Jeannie, how long has this program been around?
Well, it actually started with Kurt Granddad, Yuri, and Roger Bielan back in 1985 here in the Lansing area. And it basically was just a couple of community members, and they noticed that kids' bikes were being stolen and weren't being repaired, so they just kind of started helping them. They're retirees. And from there, they went to May of 1991 and were approved to be a Michigan nonprofit by July of 1992. They were had reached federal status of nonprofit, a 501c3. So at that point, they expanded considerably. And then they were in a position when GM... General Motors did their jobs banks back in the early part of 2000. And so at one point, there was like 23 volunteers in there every day working with bikes and organizing them and getting them Ready for Youth program, teaching the youth.
How many is that today?
We roughly run around 17 volunteers, and they're not there per hour every day because they're volunteers. Mm-hmm. Under GM's Jobs Bank, that was their assigned location, and in 2006, General Motors pulled Jobs Bank's positions from all over in the Tri-County area from nonprofits.
But still got about half the volunteers.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And we have wonderful ones. They're bike enthusiasts. They're bike riders. Dave Mead, he always has been riding the Delmac all the way to the bridge and things. Mm-hmm. In fact, he rode this year, and he's a retiree as well.
Yeah. And even though GM pulled that program, we actually still have a lot of those volunteers that come by and still help out with us.
Yes.
And also AmeriCorps. We have quite a robust set of volunteers.
Eddie, are the kids you're serving primarily low income?
Yeah, that's definitely who we try to target. We also have programs and scholarships for low-income students. So if their parents are on any kind of meal plan or food stamps, anything like that in the state, then they also get our program for half price, which is just $20 to go through and get the bike and the helmet and the lock.
And talk to us about how the kids respond once they make it through the program. Do they feel like they've been empowered to some extent?
Absolutely, yeah. working on bikes is, I think, really different form of empowerment than working on... we get a lot of non-traditional students. We have students that have different kinds of disabilities and maybe are not the best student in their classroom in their traditional, in their traditional elementary school, high school, things like that. But they'll come into our program, and for whatever reason, they're just incredible mechanics, and they just love getting hands-on and dirty. And it's just really different to get an A-plus on a writing paper or something like that in school, but actually build a bicycle and then be able to ride it and then
sure.
go back to their communities and have these skills that are really helpful. Everyone knows that they went through that bicycle repair program and they fix all their friends' bicycles. And
that's ownership, you know. That's what that is. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, having something physical at the end of the program to say, look what I did is really different.
And then to ride that bike on a regular basis, too.
And these really are very nice bikes. When they take them out of there, they're definitely the best bikes we can possibly get to them.
Best bike on the block afterwards.
That's right. I was going to say
that. Is that your motto? best bike on the block? Jeannie, you also have an open shop on Wednesday nights for anyone who wants to come and work on their bikes. Why did you want to open the program up to the community as well?
Well, because our sessions are geared for the youth, the 10 to 17. But there's always adults that also are bike enthusiasts. And we have the correct tools there. We have shop benches. We have bike stands. Everything that you would need professionally to work on your bike.
Mm-hmm.
So adults can come on Wednesday nights. It's all volunteer staffed, and they're willing to teach the people who come, you know, bike repair and how to maintain that, too, mm-hmm. at free, no charge, unless they need a new part or something maybe, and we have to buy parts
as well. Very minimal charges for those kind of parts, too.
Right.
We're talking with Executive Director Jeannie Wright and Board Member Eddie Glazer. We're learning about the organization, the Kids Repair Program, which teaches kids in the area about bike maintenance and safety. And the kids walk away with a bike and a helmet and a lock. Your bikes are donated, but let's talk a little bit more about the funding. Where do you get the dollars for things like the helmets or the tools, Jeannie?
I'm the grant writer, and so we get it from Capital Regional Community Foundation, Jackson National Community Foundation, private donors, some outreach to civic clubs such as Rotaries, and we had a donation from the Lansing Rotary Club last year of $1,000 towards scholarship use,
mm-hmm.
and we just received like $200 from Gleamers and different places that seem to know about us in our youth endeavor that we're...
Are you in a position to train volunteers?
Absolutely.
So you want volunteers enough that you're willing to give them some training as well as the kids?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we do that all the time, and we definitely do that on open shop nights, which is Wednesdays from 6 to 9.
That's when that happens.
Yeah, we have returned students who just enjoyed the program so much that they'll just come and work on other bikes, and so some of our young students that are 14, 15 years old will actually be training adults, training their parents.
What kind of, tell us more, Eddie, about what kind of difference these bikes make for these kids who go through the program.
Well, I mean, I'm really positive on our program because I think that it hits a lot of things that are kind of lacking in the community in a lot of ways, a lot of the problems that are going on. It helps with income inequality, helps with transportation inequality, and it's also working to make kids healthier. Kids aren't getting enough exercise. And so it just touches on so many different things, climate change, that I just love our program.
Do you feel like the streets of the area in general are safe enough to accommodate more kids on bikes? Do you feel like the landscape allows for that? The cityscape allows for that?
Well, the funny thing is that we have so many roads in Lansing compared to the population, and it doesn't really matter if there's that much bicycle infrastructure. The number one indicator of how safe roads are going to be is how many cyclists there are. Doesn't matter if there's bike lanes. It doesn't matter if, you know, all these other things we might think about. If there's a lot of cyclists, it'll be safer than less cyclists.
We've been talking about the Kids Repair Program with board member Eddie Glazer and executive director Jeannie Wright. Thanks for joining us and good luck.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We could always use more nominations, and we know there are people and organizations out there doing excellent work, but we need to learn about them. Please help us out. Tweet us suggestions at KAR Current State or send us an email, currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, please, and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.